We begin this half right here in the Islamic Republic, where with election fever sweeping the country, candidates continue to elaborate on their programs for the future administration. Foreign policy is one of the main issues which nominees are discussing with the nation. The topic includes the possibility of ties with the United States and Iran's nuclear program, among others. Arash Khaled-Darina reports.
Iranian presidential candidates fighting for people's votes. President of the Center for Strategic Research of the Expediency Council, Hassan Rouhani, one of the 8 presidential candidates, talked to his reporters in Tehran. Press TV asked him about president's role in foreign policy.
Iran's leader provides the framework for general policies in the country, but the president has a crucial role in implementing and executing those policies. Foreign policy is an art that needs experience, knowledge of the world, good understanding of domestic policy, and the art of negotiation. All these are in the hands of the president and his cabinet.
Then he answered another question about his policy towards the United States. Jalili, secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, another principalist candidate, believes that removing threats should be on top of Iran's foreign policy agenda when it comes to United States. Rouhani agrees.
You ask which one is correct, policy of removing tensions or a policy to remove threats. 10 years ago, we could talk of lowering tensions with the United States. But today, the U.S. is a threat, and policy of lowering tensions does not apply. We should lower threats and get it to what it was before, and then apply the policy of lowering tensions between the two countries.
Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, another candidate running for Iran's top executive office, also talked about foreign policy. He said that foreign policy without unity cannot be successful.
We all know that our foreign policy aims to protect our national interests, beliefs and ideals. This is what we demand from our foreign policy. But it will not be successful without the unity inside the country. This unity is created by a strong and efficient government. I can make that happen.
Another candidate, Mohammad Reza Aref, former vice president and reformist, talked about a range of issues, including Iran's nuclear energy program.
Iran's nuclear issue is a political issue and needs political solutions. The West knows that our nuclear program is peaceful. We must use all new and advanced technologies, including nuclear energy, to make the country progress. We must enhance our relations with other countries and strengthen our diplomacy to solve this issue.
Friday, all candidates are expected to have a televised debate that will be part of their presidential campaign. All candidates are busy not only in Tehran but also other cities and use televised programs to inform people about their future plans if elected president. The 11th presidential election in Iran is scheduled to be held on Friday, June 14th, through which Iran's 7th president will be elected.
At the moment, independents, reformists, and principalists have all candidates in Iran's presidential race. People expect principalists and reformist candidates to choose one candidate to represent them in the race, and others give up the race in his favor and back and support him in the coming days. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
Independent presidential candidate Mohsen Rezai has outlined a 14-point plan to be implemented if he wins the June 14th election. Rezai, who is the secretary of Iran's Expediency Council, has covered various socio-economic issues in his plan. The candidate also highlighted what he termed his scissors strategy, made up of two wings, one diplomatic, the other economic. At the end of his half-hour televised interview, the former military commander said he's willing to sit with the U.S. at the negotiating table and discuss major issues, including Iran's nuclear program. Rezai is competing against 3 reformist and 4 principalist candidates. Iranian presidential candidate Ghulam Ali Haddad Adel has said the economic downturn is the biggest challenge for Iran because enemies are bent on wreaking havoc in the country through sanctions and restrictions.
We face management issues as well as costly and wasteful political decisions that people are not happy about. We have seen political disputes in addition to social and cultural maladies. If elected president, I will stick to my honesty, fairness and principles to resolve these issues through consultation with experts and common sense.
Shahid.
The principalist candidate said in a televised speech that mismanagement of resources and politicization of current affairs are also behind the existing economic maladies. He said if he is elected president, his science-based administration will boost non-oil exports and domestic production. It will also make optimum use of existing capacities, eradicate favoritism and corruption, and put an end to foreign exchange fluctuations in the market. The family, the environment, privatization, healthcare, and decentralization of the government were among the other issues that the Iranian lawmaker talked about during his 30-minute speech to the nation. Meanwhile, another presidential candidate, Ali Akbar Velayati, says he'll return Iranian assets to the country and reduce the impact of sanctions through better foreign policy practices. The principalist candidate says it's the next president's duty to fix the economy and other political matters. The senior advisor to the leader of the Islamic Revolution says he'll reform foreign policy with the help of young diplomats and the elite. He also says he'll curb inflation and runaway prices within the first 100 days of his presidency if he wins the June 14th vote.